It's expected to open next summer, a new movie theater at 639 Main Street on the site of the former Market Arcade Film and Arts Center. Buffalo Place Executive Director Michael Schmand says it will fill the hole left on that block when the former theater shut down more than 3 years ago.
You know, when the Market Arcade closed down, you had to be a little bit concerned because typically in most cities, especially in downtowns, when a movie house closes up and moves out, very seldom, if ever, does a movie house move back in.
Earlier this week, Mayor Byron Brown confirmed the Benchmark Group and AMC Theaters have agreed to a long-term lease for a new theater. Schmand says it will be one more asset that may encourage people to live in downtown Buffalo. The Theater District is a neighborhood that has come a long way since the 1970s, when Schmand says the city nearly lost the crown jewel of the block, Shays Performing Arts Center.
They had the wrecking balls parked on Pearl Street. And the gentleman who saved Shays came here to buy the Wurlitzer organ, and he fell in love with the building. And that's basically what stopped the ball. And then people rallied around Shays, and if you didn't have Shays, you might not have a theater district.
Schmand praises the partners bringing the new movie house into the theater district, but he says three Buffalo mayors deserve credit for the neighborhood's overall turnaround. The late James Griffin for taking part in the saving of Shays, Anthony Masiello for introducing the strategic plan known as the Queen City Hub, and Mayor Byron Brown for implementing the plan. Schmand also credits the city for restoring auto traffic on Main Street after many years of closing it to make way for the Metro Rail. That's a move many look upon as the mistake that fueled the neighborhood's past decline. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.